It has been a busy legislative session at the Capitol in Little Rock, and to give us an update this morning, I'm joined by the two men who represent a great deal of our listening area. Bart Schultz is State Representative for District 28, and Shad Pierce is State Representative for District 40. Mr. Schultz, let's start by addressing the bill concerning county budgets. This is in response to a situation which is now going on 2 months in the making. Good morning.
Good morning. We're talking about Senate Bill 182. And you may know Jefferson County has been at an impasse on their 2025 budget. They have approximately 300 county employees who have not been paid since the week of Christmas as a result of this. So SB 182 is an attempt by the legislature to, for lack of a better term, fix this problem. It mandates that if a county has not adopted their new budget by January 1, they automatically go back to operating on the budget of the previous year until such time as the new budget is adopted. Just for reference, I was on the Sharp County Court for 12 years. I was the budget chairman of that county the last 3 years. It's very unfortunate that we have to do this bill, but I'm surprised there wasn't already a mechanism in place, to be quite honest, to deal with these situations. I make an assumption it's never happened before. But anyway, that's kind of where it precipitated from, and that's where we're at.
And gentlemen, another issue that has come up on the House floor and Senate floor is the Baby Olivia Act, and it has caused quite a controversy. Can you tell me a bit of the background behind it and where we are now on this bill?
Well, Representative Mary Bentley ran the bill, and it was basically requiring that a animated video be shown in all public schools, just educating children on how babies form in the womb from the moment of fertilization forwards.
And Representative Pierce, I believe there was some dissent from the medical community as to whether or not the video depicted things that were medically accurate.
Yes, that was, Chad, that was mentioned on floor and testimony. You know, in situations like this, they're very touchy because we all want our children to understand and be educated. One of the issues I had with it, and again, I'm an old timer, but I thought it should be more in the sixth grade or seventh grade rather than the fifth grade. But the way children mature now, I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but that if you want my personal feelings, I wish it would have been sixth or seventh grade on that. I think Representative Bentley had great intentions of this bill. Let me say that. I think there's great intentions. It's just, I think the Senate is more or less, have we researched this deep enough to make sure we're going to get it right? We want to get things right down here. We don't know. I mean, I can't speak intelligently about what they're going to do in the Senate or whether she will bring this bill back.
And Chad, just to clarify a point.
Yes, Mr. Schultz.
There were also medical professionals who were endorsing this video.
Yes.
So you had them, you know, like with any issue, you had for and against.
It seems this legislative session has been very quickly moving, very fast out of the gate. Is that correct?
I'll just say this, and then I'll turn it back over to Shad. I feel like we're at full speed now. The committee process is really getting busy. There's lots of bills hitting the tables. We're running at max speed, I would say.
Yes, and I will concur with Representative Schultz. And we've just had, this is our second term, so we've just had one term to gauge it by. This time it feels like that it is, we come out of the gate hot, for lack of a better word. And our first term, I don't know if Bart will agree with me or not, but this feels like end of March on last term.
That's right.
Why that is, well, you have a lot of different changes. You have a different speaker, and he has a whole new team of leadership. So I'm just hoping that we get this controversial stuff and end on a good note rather than a bad note, you know, and that's what we're hoping for. It is pretty grueling right now.
From the Capitol this morning, State Representative Bart Schultz, who represents District 28, and State Representative Shad Pierce, who represents District 40 in the Arkansas House. Gentlemen, thank you for your time this morning.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.